Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Brad Berkey, General Manager of Worldwide SAP Sales Strategy at Microsoft. Welcome to the program, Brad.
Thanks, and thanks again for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So, Brad, why don't we get started and talk a little bit about your focus at Microsoft around SAP?
Well, as you know, Microsoft and SAP have been partners for the last 20-some-odd years, and I think the material element of that is that we've both been running on each other's product. Microsoft runs our business on SAP, core financials and business processes across the business suite, and SAP runs their business on Microsoft, Microsoft Azure, and Microsoft Office 365. And I think the material point about the fact that that's our both sell-to-sell-with relationship is it's material for our customers. Customers expect Microsoft and SAP to work together to collaborate for the benefit of helping them innovate.
When you talk to customers who are utilizing SAP today, what is it that they're looking for in terms of driving their SAP instances forward, and how does Microsoft fit into that?
Customers are faced with two things that are going on right now, one of which is the cloudification of their data center. The second of which is the business transformation of their SAP applications. As many of us know, that SAP is kind of reproduced their whole platform under the HANA database, led with S/4HANA, which is the new business suite application. And of course, their cloud platform that is centered to that. If you think about those two separate journeys, right, the cloudification journey and the transformation journey, those go hand in hand. When customers look at the cloud, they tend to look at it as a cost savings vehicle. I want to leverage this notion of spin up, spin down, right sizing, tight sizing as it relates to our SAP landscape. And I think what we're helping them realize with our relationship with SAP is it's really about the innovation cost, the speed and dynamics by which the customers can innovate at will. If they tend to use the same five-year depreciation models, don't upgrade, don't move, don't change, stabilize your environment, stay on it as long as you can and look for that 5 to 6 year depreciation cycle, they're not going to really benefit from the cloudification of their SAP landscape. They need to look at Azure as a vehicle to accelerate innovation with SAP, as well as the Microsoft tools that collaborate with them. If you think about interoperability around analytics and IoT and machine learning, those are really the core to what we can do for our customers and what really they expect us to do.
What are the key challenges in terms of running an SAP environment, running in the cloud, and then also, are there any hardware limitations associated with what customers want to do with applications like SAP HANA?
The challenge is that customers tend to look at the business justification of the change, but they look at it with what I'll call classic SAP deployment lenses, and they need to look at it using a cloud operating model, which can dramatically reduce the cost to go forward. And I look at this in two different ways. Classically, their challenge has been they use a buy to capacity model. I need to have a house and I'm going to have 5 children and my aunt and uncle living with me. So that's the way I see myself. So I want to buy or build to that capacity. In an Azure world, in a cloud world, you build to it. So you've got the ability to say, I'm going to start smaller and go to higher. So if I do my rollouts, I can do that dynamically. I can have multiple environments that are testing my deployment towards production as opposed to maybe one or two. I can support multiple departments at will dynamically with their notion of doing proof of concepts or that business justification. I think the challenge they have is the differences between this new cloud operating model and a historic on-premise model.
What do you think it's going to take to actually make that leap of old school SAP instance thinking and the application of cloud economics to that perspective?
Well, I think that some of the things that we think about when we think in the enterprise, and Microsoft's done a really good job over the last, really the 24 months of getting some of our largest customers and global brands to make the transition to the cloud and really adopt to that new thinking that I was talking about. But I really think it stretches beyond that of infrastructure. You need to think about enterprise class security models on multiple domains, both the structured data of SAP and the unstructured data of Office, for example. And you also need to think about the fact that you're putting your applications in your cloud and you're putting your data in the cloud. And that gives you the opportunity to rethink how you're doing business process altogether at your respective companies.
Microsoft and Intel have been working very deeply in this space. Tell me about why this is such an important coupling of collaboration between service offering and underlying infrastructure choices.
Well, when you think about service offerings, you think about this notion of what is the capacity that you can take to market? Microsoft's now offering up to 24 terabyte scale up and 60 terabyte scale out in terms of capacity. So we're building purpose-built infrastructure along with our friends at Intel and SAP for our largest customers to deliver on capacity. That's one certainly lens that you might take a look at it. But I also think you need to think about, again, the interoperability between the other systems that sit to the right or left of that. SAP's born-in-the-cloud solutions like SuccessFactors, which runs on Azure, or again, Microsoft's Office 365 and the single sign-on capabilities to those systems. You need to look broader than that. But if you're thinking about the collaboration between Microsoft, Intel, and SAP, it's really driven by our customers. And again, as I mentioned before, they have an expectation that we have responsibility to look at their environments, build to that demand side that is going to be long-term for them, and give them that security that they can stand by, that Microsoft, SAP, and our friends at Intel are going to stand by that vision of helping them innovate to the future. And that's a longer journey than just 6 months or 12 months. That's a journey as you look out 24, 36 months into the horizon.
When you look at the recent announcement of the second generation Xeon scalable processor and Optane DC persistent memory, how does this interact with SAP and where do you see the value from these products?
Well, I can tell you it's what customers talk about. They want to see a long-term roadmap between what Intel's coming out with, what Microsoft's doing to support that infrastructure, and how it lends itself to SAP. And that's really critical for our business. And that long-term roadmap towards innovation, it's not about where you're at today, but where you plan on being in the future, and how I'm going to apply the technology to meet those demand and performance characteristics.
What is the best way for customers to start engaging with the Microsoft team in terms of looking at trials of SAP instances in Azure?
Microsoft has a very unique approach to kind of helping our customers with these two classic journeys we talked about. You know, we're a leader in many of the Gartner quadrants across eight areas for business transformation. If, again, you think about, you know, IoT, advanced analytics, data lake technologies, and AI. And so there's a lot of work that we've done. We call that our extend motion around SAP. But I want to talk about that journey. We have built a worldwide center of excellence for enterprise customers under a COE banner, if you will. And in that, we've brought in outside of Microsoft, largely from our partners and SAP, and built with inside of Microsoft with well over 500 years of experience. And that organization's sole purpose at Microsoft is to engage our largest customers with an envisioning exercise to take a look at their business and understand where their journey is going. And, you know, what the timing of that journey, because not all customers have the same journey timeline. Some folks might say, hey, I'm moving to HANA next month, and I'm doing S4 Greenfield in 6 months. Others might say that that's a 12 to 24 month journey. So the first exercise is to do that envisioning effort from Microsoft Center of Excellence, which can be accessed through the customer's account team. The second effort of that is a solutioning exercise. That's where we actually take a look at their existing landscape, their proposed future landscape based on that journey, and propose to them the best cloud operating model that's going to realize the timing of that journey. And in some cases, that journey timeline speeds up. And in some cases, they say, okay, this meets my timeline. But it's really that exercise of the Microsoft Center of Excellence engaging the customer with both envisioning and solutioning efforts, which is both infrastructure-based and business transformation-based.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Brad. One final question for you. Do you have a site or other resource that folks can go to if they'd like to learn more about the services that Microsoft is offering?
Oh, absolutely. It's MicrosoftAzure.com on the Microsoft website, and you can search for SAP, and you'll get a landing page that'll talk about all of our partners. We have one of the largest ecosystems on the planet. Different customer references from retail to manufacturing, consumer product goods, oil and gas. And we'll give you those references because customers definitely want to see what other customers have made that journey and what were the business cases they used to move to the cloud. And I certainly encourage everyone who's listening to the call to visit us at SAP Sapphire event, which will happen in May. And Microsoft and our friends at Intel will have a booth there and resources to help our customers talk and understand the Microsoft strategy around SAP.
Thanks so much for being on the program, Brad. It was great.
Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.